Having just returned from a string of dates across Asia and Australia, legendary rocker producer Todd Rundgren has landed in Bloomington for a 2-week teaching gig. But the academic setting is not without precedent for Rundgren. WFIU's Yael Cassander caught up with the class of 1963 Wells Scholars professor last year when the rocker was a distinguished lecturer at DePauw.
DePauw University's Timothy and Sharon Ubben Lecture Series has hosted luminaries from Margaret Thatcher to Benazir Bhutto to Elie Wiesel. The headliner of the spring 2009 Ubben Lecture was sort of different. To say that Todd Rundgren is a legendary rock star might work as shorthand, but...
Well, that's really just a placeholder.
I mean, there were people like Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, Todd Rundgren, the people that could do everything. And also, you know, as a producer, you know, he's the wizard. What can you say? The guy can just sit down and whip off an album like Something Anything that people sort of worship at the altar of still. And turn around and produce, you know, Meatloaf or Patti Smith or XTC or Grand Funk or Badfinger. You know, he was the go-to guy in the 70s.
Glenn Gass is a professor in the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, where he has developed a series of courses on the history of rock and roll. Given Rundgren's position in the rock pantheon, it may seem ironic that his is not necessarily a household name.
I think there's a sense that he could have been as big as he wanted to be. You know, there's no argument about his talent, that he had it in him to do whatever he wanted to do.
But continually drawing from that seemingly bottomless well of pop perfection that produced such hits as Love is the Answer, I Saw the Light, and Can We Still Be Friends, was clearly not what Todd wanted to do.
By the time I got to Something Anything, I was getting formulaic. I Saw the Light, I wrote in 15 minutes. I had just gotten into, you know, that sort of song form that I developed on the previous album became habitual. And I was, first of all, trying not to fall into that Elton John thing, you know, of just like, here's another one, give me a bouncy C, you know. I want my material to at least mean something to me.
Searching for meaning after tossing off a string of radio staples resulted in the experimental album, A Wizard, A True Star.
I mean, A Wizard, A True Star, after Something Anything, was considered a blatant act of career suicide.
A Wizard, A True Star couldn't have been less accessible. Rundgren attempted to effect a paradigm shift not only in the structure of the song, but the concept of the album.
I thought, what if you look at this, look at the side of the record as just completely blank canvas. And there is no such thing as a song form, per se. If you want to make a song, go ahead and make a song. But if you got an idea that lasts 30 seconds, that's just as good as a song. If you get something that's just sound, experiment with sound. And I started essentially trying to map the relative chaos in my head, all the different musical fragments and all the different directions that they might go into, onto this blank canvas.
Todd's shifts from album to album and even from song to song within a single album have charted a mercurial path from progressive experimental rock to blue-eyed soul to cabaret to bossa nova and techno. This musical restlessness initially alienated longtime fan Ken Owen, executive director of media relations for DePauw and coordinator of the Ubben Lecture Series.
I was a radio station program director in college and high school, and I always found Todd Rundgren's eccentricities kind of bothersome. You know, I knew he could just bang out all the pop songs he could in a day, and it always bothered me that he didn't choose to make pop records. And it really wasn't until I saw him with Utopia opening for the Tubes and then saw the a cappella show, which was Todd with an 11-voice orchestra. And I realized that it's the quirkiness that makes him the musician he is.
But that realization can take some time. Ken described an early television experience that may have taken some of the uninitiated by surprise.
There's that moment in 1973 where Hello, It's Me is on the charts, and he's on the Midnight Special, and he comes out dressed as a butterfly. You know, to many, that's the jump the shark moment for Todd Rundgren.
Right now, we'd like to introduce once again the multi-talented Todd Rundgren.
In this next song, Todd is going to sing live to a pre-recorded track.
And that includes playing the sax, the drums, the bass.
Duke. He does it all by himself.
I told you he could do it all.
It. Here he is, Todd Rundgren.
Rundgren.
I remember being 12 years old seeing that and thinking, oh my gosh, you know, he's like David Bowie's crazy cousin.
Hello, it's me.
The cultural frisson Todd Rundgren created at the piano in Glitter, Breastplate, and Wings may be hard to access from a vantage point 3.5 decades later, when the song he was performing is the soundtrack to a Tums commercial. Another Rundgren tune that has enjoyed a hyper-extended shelf life had pretty flimsy origins.
The song itself was not the product of any sort of concerted songwriting effort on my part. It was really just something that popped into my head while I was asleep. Since then, it's become just this sort of party anthem, and I get at least once a year some request to use it in a commercial or something like that. So it's turned out to be a little gift that keeps on giving.
Performing the tune live, though, is a different story.
As a matter of fact, I hate playing the song. Well, it's fun for the audience, but for me, it's just this, you know, ape-like bang, 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 you know. My hands get tired, my ears get tired. Yeah, the audience likes it, but I'd rather they played it.
Todd, there's that nation of fans you can't let down.
Oh. I'm sorry, fans. I'll go all night if you want me to. Just throw money. Throw money.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.
1, 2, 3.
During his stay on the IU campus, Rundgren will give a public lecture titled Long Hair, Todd Rundgren on the Beatles Effect at 7 p.m. Thursday, October 28th in Ballantine Hall, room 013. He'll also present a Halloween night recital titled Cluster, The Birth of the T Chord. That's at 8 p.m. Sunday, October 31st in our hall.